Sevgili arkadaşlar, herkese merhaba. Şu anda Tayvan'dayız. Yanımda Asus'tan Benjamin Yeh var. Kendisiyle konuşacağız. Çünkü kendisi PC ve oyuncu tarafında Asus'un önemli isimlerinden birisi. Bizim de bölgemizin aslında sorumlularından birisi. Benjamin, first of all, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for this for the time for the interview.
It's my pleasure. First of all, I'm going to ask you, what is next for Asus as a gaming brand?
That's a good question. I would like to answer this topic from two parts. One is from the hardware point of view. The other one is from the ecosystem point of view. So from the hardware point of view, actually in this year, they say we already announced several innovations, including in CES, we announced our latest flagship device, the Mothership. So that is the latest RTX 2080 gaming laptop, but at the same time, can become a 21 and separated keyboard and the screen, and at the same time the base itself, because it's so strong, can actually also function as a desktop. And so we believe that gamers, they have very specific usage scenario, and it would be necessary, or it is very important to satisfy different scenarios for the gamers. So that's from the hardware point of view. We believe there will be more and more form factors. There will be more and more innovations, more and more product features on the gaming device. And on the other hand, if we talk about from the from the ecosystem point of view, we believe, so not only to say we believe, we would like to, we are working with the different stakeholders to deliver the combined user, let's say, gamer experience to the best gamer experience to the gamers. So, for instance, we are when we talk about gamers playing games, we are talking about a hardware that we are, Asus is a provider. We talk about the game titles, so they are game producers. We talk about the environments that we're in, within which they are playing the games. So we talk about different tournaments. And all those things together form a complete user experience or gamer experience. So from our hardware, yes, we are doing that. And for the game titles, we are working with these the game developers, and not only from the product design point of view, to have some more in-gaming features like our Aura Sync, the lighting effects. We can have the, they say we work with some of the major titles starting from last year already, and to have the special gaming effects, like when you're playing games, when you're, the life level is until a certain degree, and so when you get hit or something's happening in the game, and the hardware would produce different kind of sound or different kind of lightning effect, and so that people or these gamers can feel they are really in the game. And so we are talking about the immersive total gamer experience. Then if we talk about the tournaments, we are associated the exclusive sponsor for the ESL, and because we believe the environment or the experience when where gamers playing games is also very important, they say, for us.
As you know, that Asus is a very well-known company, focused on engineering side and also the product quality. But when we check your competitors also, every single company focused on the gaming side try to make differences to use the, some kind of design methodology. At the end of the day, same performance because of the same chipset, same GPU, same CPU or something like that. So do you think customers or the hardcore gamers need more innovation from the companies to fill the differences?
Okay. On one hand, if we talk about the digital spec, same digital spec may not necessarily guarantee the same performance or the same experience. And on the other hand, on top of the digital spec, the features are actually will actually affect the end user's experience. So if we come to the digital spec part first, our latest ROG gaming notebook, they come with, for instance, the factory default overclocking feature. So which means based on the same CPU, our device provides the option for the end users to experience a superior performance compared to the regular, our competitor middle device. Or for instance, if we talk about for the no matter from the GPU point of view, from the CPU point of view, we're not talking about one single component. We're talking about how each component talk to each other, and for ASUS, we came from motherboard background.
Yeah.
And so we are very, this we are very proud of our double E engineering capability, mm-hmm. because it's all about efficiency. A slight difference design on the circuit mm-hmm. may deliver different kind of performance. So yes, we all use, we may use similar CPU or GPU, mm-hmm. but the result will be different. So that's for the digital spec point of view. And from the feature point of view, I'm sure they say on ASUS devices, no matter we talk about the Strix, mm-hmm. the Keystone feature, which is very, very unique.
Yeah.
Yep. And say we talk about the Zephyrus, mm-hmm. the AIS cooling the design, that's also very unique. If we talk about the mothership, we talk mm-hmm. about separate the laptop screen from the keyboard. Mm-hmm. We are trying to deliver this year, not only the digital spec, mm-hmm. but the user experience.
By the way, more or less all competitors during this year's Computex says we have the best overclocking capability notebook in our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
All competitors. So maybe you have to focus on human-to-machine interactions. For example, maybe AR, maybe VR. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Certainly. You talk about AR.
Yeah. Okay. Augmented reality.
Okay. That is also, that's a very interesting topic because we're talking about not only hardware, innovation, not only it's about software innovation, we talk about the total solution.
Yeah.
We talk about ecosystem. And yes, potentially the AR can be a trend in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We may see different applications, no matter from the consumer side, maybe gaming,
mm-hmm.
or from the commercial side. And so there are a lot of possibilities. All I can say today is that we are working hard in this field, and we will be announcing different devices when mm-hmm. it's ready.
So before ending our interview, do you have any message to Turkish customers? Because ASUS actually has a very big fan base in Turkey. So maybe do you want to say something to the customers in Turkey?
Okay, so Turkish market has been very important market for ASUS for the, let's say, as far as I can remember. And we really appreciate this, the acceptance and also the support from the Turkish mm-hmm. customers. And we believe that actually in the last few years, because Turkish is so important for us, when we develop new products, when we do the market survey,
mm-hmm.
Turkish end users, no matter in terms of focus group or in general the general study, we always consider the Turkish market as one of the key studies. And we'll keep doing this, and we hope that the Turkish customer can keep supporting us.
Good to hear that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Evet arkadaşlar, Benjamin Ye, ASUS'un bizim de ülkemizi kapsayan bölgeden sorumlu genel müdürüydü kendisi. Oyunlar, özellikle oyun tarafıyla ilgili aklımızdaki soruların bir kısmını sorma şansı yakaladık. Bir sonraki videoda görüşene kadar şimdilik hoşçakalın, kendinize iyi bakın.